The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 200, Showdown on Latumas.
Joe Mac, what the crow? You shot at your own ship.
Like I said, if I can't have her, no one can. I just disabled one of her engines. I'm hoping Liam can put her down safely.
Joe Mac, report to the bridge. Marco, are there any landing strips close by?
She might be high enough to glide to Bravo Romeo 549. That's the only strip close by.
Georgia, calculate if the Canberra can reach Bravo Romeo 549.
Stand by. Sampling glide ratio, height, and distance. I calculate that given the Canberra's flight path, he can safely land.
Bat 1, did you copy that?
We're approaching the airstrip from the east. We'll land shortly after she does.
We're following her down. We need to secure the Canberra as quickly as possible.
We'll hit the ground running. If the ramp is down, we'll start a perimeter search.
Bella, this is Captain Nate. We've calculated that you can reach the airstrip. I advise you to remain in your spacecraft after you land. Bella, do you copy? This is the Mercury. Canberra, do you copy? Negative contact. Mercury out.
I knew she had to have heard that.
She's not going to answer you. She's devising some sort of escape plan, I'm sure.
Once we've landed, Joe Mac, you and Marco access the Canberra and conduct a search for anyone on board. Gabby, you'll join me to search the area with Jocko's people. Nate, you stay with the ship.
I advise everyone to strap in and prepare for landing. We've got a low ceiling, so I'm going to have to make a slow approach. I don't want to land on top of her.
That would be much appreciated.
I can't believe you shot at your own ship.
Believe me, it wasn't easy. Liam's a good pilot. I'm sure he'll land me ship without any further damage.
What are you going to do about Liam?
He failed to heed the orders of an IDF officer. He's guilty of at least failure to obey a lawful order. We'll take him back to Baldabar and let them sort it out.
Marco, what type of approach is available for this airfield?
This has a VOR approach. Once Liam crosses the VOR, he'll fly a heading and descend to a specific altitude. It's a timed approach. So if he doesn't see the runway in that given time, by rule, he'd have to execute a missed approach. And of course, he can't do that with one engine out.
He'll get her down. He might be a traitor to me, but he's still a good pilot.
Gabby, are you familiar with this approach?
Not a problem. I just don't want to land on top of the Canberra.
And like I said, that would be much appreciated.
Georgia, once we reach minimums, call out my altitude every 50 standard feet.
MDA is 200 standard feet. I will comply.
Marco, let me know when the Canberra turns on course.
Roger that. They are still inbound on the 70 radial.
As soon as you come to a full stop, drop the ramp. You and Joffre take the scout bikes and join Major Jocko. Joe Mac, you and Marco head for your ship and board it. I take it that you know of an emergency access panel in case the ramp's up?
Yeah, I used it back on Callie to surprise her. I hope I get a chance to do it again.
Ah, now that was a nice little snack.
Little snack? I don't think so.
Sam, that was a whole smoked ham.
Oh, I tell you, I'm glad we went first.
Now that one of us has a full belly.
Only one full belly. The other is still growling a bit.
And here I thought it was the steam pipes in this old building.
Oh, I recognized it right away. It would growl like that on the firing range, and I thought we had incoming artillery.
Oh, come on, Lenora. It wasn't that bad.
Then why did they shut down the range?
She's exaggerating.
Lenora, I survived a few stakeouts with Sam in Houston. I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, getting down to business. Agent Barnes, I want you to take Kelly and Lenora and head down to Fort Eustis. Take this gate pass with you. Just present it to the gate guard. You'll be meeting an eyewitness at the T school.
That'll take me back in time.
So you're familiar with Fort Eustis?
Yeah, and that was the home of the Army's Transportation, Aviation, and Logistics School. Took my Transportation Officer Basic course there. Then a few years later, my Advanced Training course. We used to joke that the Army crammed 6 weeks of training into 6 months.
You'll be meeting him in the library.
I know it well.
Scarlett, you and Sam will be right here with me. One of the MPs on the scene will be coming here. He's no longer active duty, but in the reserves, so he needs to be discreet.
Discreet, huh? Does that mean we're going to hear a lot of, "I'm not at liberty to discuss that"?
No, it means that what he tells us will be off the record. However, he has agreed to testify if the case goes to a court-martial.
I guess that's acceptable. When can we expect him?
He'll be here right before closing. The Natural History Museum here closes at 5:30. I'll meet with him by the elephant.
You mean that creature that looks like a mantra?
Yeah, he's our 12-ton, 14-foot elephant we call Henry. His real name is officially the Funakabai elephant, named after the man who donated it.
I would not want to be in Henry's way if he was upset.
So, are we driving to Eustace? It's about a 2-hour drive or more from here.
No, you'll be getting back onto the stip for a quick hop to the small service building at Busch Gardens. It's pretty easy to find Fort Eustace from there.
I would think so. I drove it every workday. I lived in Williamsburg on Tam O'Shanter Road, right across from the brewery.
Excellent.
And I lived close by in nearby Denby with my parents.
I've only been to the Williamsburg Pottery, so you guys will have to show me around.
Since the park will be closed after you finish your interview, I've arranged for special accommodations.
Oh, I hope it's not the BOQ.
Only the best for you guys. You'll be staying at a Marriott near Busch Gardens.
And what about us?
Let me guess. You have some cots set up in an unused back room full of fossils and bones.
I can do that if you like. Or we can take a short subway ride to a Hilton hotel.
I'm not sure what a Hilton is, but it does sound better than a broom closet.
They have an all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's good enough for me. I'm in.
Sam, please don't embarrass me again.
Sir, are you sure about this plan?
Yes, the political climate here is tenuous at best. Other than Anton, we have no idea who is behind this breach of security. The best thing we can do is to let this play out. Hopefully, you will lead us directly to our spies.
Just make sure your ankle bracelet stays intact. I had a bad experience with one in Denmark. I was wearing a tracker so the IDF could follow. My abductor pulled up alongside a truck and tossed it into his cargo bed. That led the IDF on a wild goose chase.
Hopefully, since I'm wearing their tracker, that won't happen.
I don't see Anton anywhere, but I do see Agent Doug. Remember, don't disembark until you see me tug my right ear.
I hope he goes along with your plan to let Jameson follow through with his instructions. How are you going to handle it if Anton's there?
If he's there, then all I will say is that for security reasons, you'll be taking Jameson to the embassy by an alternative route. All right, I'm off.
Good luck, sir.
Luck? That's something you're going to need.
Tony, welcome to Kiev. I take it you captured our spy Jameson. Where is he, by the way?
Good to see you, Dale. I was about to ask you where Anton is. He was supposed to meet us here. He said there had been a change of plans, so he didn't board on the train at Warsaw.
A change in plans? I have no idea what he's talking about. Jameson is supposed to be on the train with you.
He claimed that Agent Hawk and I would have better chance of apprehending Jameson on the public train since he knows us. He said he would fly here and meet us.
Tony, I was totally unaware of any change in plans.
I suspected as much. Kate is with Jameson on the train. We have reason to believe that Anton is the leak. We couldn't risk him trying something when he got Jameson off the train.
Try something? I don't understand. Why do you suspect Anton? Maybe he tried to message me and I didn't get it. You know, there's a war going on here.
He was privy to information that only Director Cage, Agent Hawk and myself knew. That information concerned Jameson's mother.
What about his mother?
She's been kidnapped. That's why Jameson's behavior is so suspicious. The extra money in his bank account, the one-way ticket to South America, all planted. He's wearing a tracking device, and that's how Anton and whoever else are following his every move.
This is terrible. Anton has been a very faithful asset to MI6. I can hardly believe he would do something like this.
At the time, he claimed to have known about the kidnapping. Only the three of us, plus the kidnappers, knew about it. I don't think he had any intention to come and meet us here at all. He's probably arranging to move Mrs. Jameson to another secure location.
I'll put out a call to him and see if I can get an answer for you. In the meantime, well, we can secure Jameson at the embassy.
Any deviation from the instructions Jameson was given may result in harm coming to his mother. We are going to let him follow these instructions.
I'm not so sure that's a wise decision.
It's our only option. Do you have a car here?
Yes, of course.
Good. I'll give Kate the signal. Now, we'll go to the car. Kate will walk out the front entrance and we'll pick her up.
Okay, there's a signal. Are you ready?
Yeah, let me get off first. Walk a few paces behind me.
Let's wait until Simon and Dale are out of sight. Just in case the bad guys are watching.
The bad guys? I feel like I'm in a Western movie. Will they be wearing black cowboy hats?
No. They'll be wearing black Ushankas and Valankis.
Ah, so more like Dr. Zhivago.
Listen, this isn't a movie, so don't try to play the hero.
I promise. By the way, thank you for believing in me. I won't let you down.
You better not. Okay, they're out of sight. Go ahead, I'll be right behind you. Oh, before you go, look at this photo I took of Anton.
All right, got it. I hope I don't see that face until this is all over.
The Canberra is intercepting the ILS approach.
Bat 1, Mercury. The Canberra is starting its final approach. Do you copy?
This is Bat 1. Yeah, we copy. It will land before we can get there. How far back are you?
We're in the same position. Bella will have a short time before we arrive. I suggest you take your crew and search the east side of the complex. We'll cover the west side and the ship itself.
Copy that. We'll hit the ground running.
Gabby, do you think you can catch up to the Canberra before it lands?
It wouldn't be safe in this overcast. I can get us close, but not too close. With only one working engine, the Canberra could end up as one big ball of fire.
Liam won't let that happen. Once me ship's down, Bella won't be able to get too far. We'll find her.
Georgia, is there any information available on Bravo Romeo 549?
Records show that this was a supply depot and training field for landings once operated by the IDF. The eastern portion of the airfield shows warehouses. The western portion shows hangars.
Georgia, if this strip is abandoned, how is the VOR still operable?
Until the Rage takeover of the prison, the field was still in use. In the short time it has been under Rage control, the landing system has been maintained.
The Canberra is beginning its descent to minimum descent altitude.
Thank you. Bat 1, be advised that the Canberra's on extended final.
We copy. It will be full stop before we arrive.
Remember, that ship is crippled, so make sure it's safe before you approach.
No problem. If it's going to blow, it'll happen before we can get there.
I don't think she has any idea what she's doing.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Shut up and land this bucket of bolts.
You do realize that we only have one engine, right? What makes you think I can land this ship?
The fact that there is only one laser pistol on board, and I have it.
You wouldn't dare. You almost hit me.
Next time I won't miss. Now shut up and land. You've only got one shot, but I have a whole battery pack full of shots.
Fine, I'll get us down, but I didn't sign up for this. I was just supposed to fly here and then return the ship to the BSS.
And that's what you're doing. Now I suggest you get us down in one piece.
Then I suggest you co-pilot. Keep your eyes outside and let me know when you see the runway. We're now at minimum. Only 30 seconds left before missed approach.
Which we are not doing. Keep descending.
Descending. 50 below minimums. 75. See anything?
Keep us on course.
100 below. There's not much altitude left.
The lower we have to go, the better. That will slow down the Mercury and the Bat.
There's only 75 before we impact.
Runway in sight.
Got it. Hold on.
Thank you.
Drop the ramp. I'm taking the scout bike. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I can't say it's been nice knowing you. Mercury, this is Canberra, over.
Well, at least I know you're alive. What's your status?
We're down safe. Bella's departing on a scout bike. Be advised, the ceiling is only 75. That's 7-5.
I can't believe you attempted that.
When you got a laser pistol pointed at your head, you'll do a lot of things you normally wouldn't do.
I was wondering why you were such a willing participant. How's my ship?
I've got her down in one piece, Skipper. The starboard engine's toast.
I'm advising you to stay right there. Once we land, I want to do a walk around of me ship and inspect her.
I'm not going anywhere. Be careful when you get here. Bella is armed and she's not afraid to shoot.
Hello again, Agent Doug.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
We can trust Jameson. If he doesn't follow through with what he's told, harm will come to his mother.
Do you have him on that app?
Yes. Use the roundabout, exit the station, and turn right by the big tire shop.
Just like a woman, eh, Tony?
What do you mean?
A man would have said, go three blocks and head south.
Ah, the old hunter-gatherer thing. Then, if it helps, head south, and if you expect me to pronounce these streets, you'd better think again.
Just tell us when a turn is coming up and we'll be fine.
So, an imposter will be exiting this vehicle at the first stop.
Yes, and Jameson will continue in the car to another destination.
That's rather elaborate, don't you think?
Yes, it makes me think that someone with undercover skills is behind this.
It's a good thing you were able to get to Jameson and find out all that information. It's even more fortunate that you believed him.
He's turning left at the next intersection on LVA Tolstoho Street.
Looks like they're heading for the university.
Have you had any luck contacting Anton?
There's no answer. I'll keep trying.
I doubt he'll respond.
You seem to have a lot of faith in Jameson not to run.
He has proven to be an excellent agent. More importantly, there are just too many inconsistencies with this whole affair.
He's turning left by, get this, a restaurant called Oh Mama.
It's a popular university hangout. A little farther down is Mario's Pizza.
Simon, can you imagine what it would be like passing these restaurants with Sam?
Yes. He will be making a detailed list of places to visit later.
Who is Sam?
Someone who worked with us in Texas. The man could eat more than any human I've ever met.
All right. The cab's slowing down. It's stopping at the hospital.
This is where Jameson's double will get out of the cab and wait for another one, while Jameson continues to an undisclosed address.
Here's our turn.
This is a really wide one-way street. I'll pull over to those parking spaces.
And there's his double getting out.
I hope you're sure about this. He could have removed Jameson's tracking device and given it to the double who stayed in the cab.
Jameson knows we're right behind him. If that happens, he'll give us some sort of signal.
If that's the case, after he signals us, we'll wait for his pickup and then follow him like we would any other tail.
Well, this guy walked into the hospital. What do you want to do?
Follow that cab.
You better hope you're doing the right thing.
Everyone needs to be buckled in. We're now below legal minimums.
On course. 2 minutes until missed approach.
Reduce airspeed, stay above flight stall limits. According to Liam, the ceiling is supposed to be 75. If we get to an altitude of 50 AGL, go to hover mode.
Copy that.
150 feet.
2 degrees right to correct for wind drift.
2 degrees right.
We have a problem. We've lost VOR.
Not a problem, Marco. I have a good heading, and this is a timed approach.
100.
Flaps set to 20 degrees. Wheels down. Landing gear green. Georgia, give me every 25 AGL.
Copy.
Come on, break through.
We gotta get this bird down. Bella could be anywhere by now, and I need to get to me ship.
Tell me something I don't know there, Joey.
75.
I have the airfield. Right on the center line, Gabby.
Outstanding. Say, I'm gonna be needing a good pilot now.
Now, that's an offer I can refuse.
Georgia, lower the ramp and put the Mercury in standby idle.
Lowering ramp and shutting down.
Gabby, go! I'll catch up with you shortly. Joe Mac and Marco, head for your ship. Nate will call you if we need assistance.
Joe Mercury, this is Bat 1. We're on the ground, headed for the warehouses.
Copy that. Joe Mac and Marco are on their way to the Canberra. Gabby's departing on one of the scout bikes. I'm leaving now.
Copy that.
Well, it's good to see a couple of familiar faces. I'm on the bridge. Doors open.
Well, what do you make of that, Skipper?
Oh, I guess he could have made a run for it and see if any of those stored fighters were operable. But my guess is that he knows that there's no use in running.
Well, at least he got your ship down in one piece. I guess that's something good.
Yeah, we wouldn't be in this fix if he hadn't volunteered to fly for her.
You know, if she would have gotten someone else, not familiar with the Canberra, or flown it herself, and we'd be looking at a pile of scrap metal.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But I'm still not very happy with him.
I'm sure glad to see you, Captain. You too, Marco.
I'm not so sure we can say the same.
I told you. She hired me to fly the Canberra because she said she was the new owner. When things got a bit dodgy and I wanted to back out, she held me at gunpoint, in the form of an M19.
We'll work through that later. Now, where's she keeping Wi-Fi?
Who?
Lord Zoka.
Just me and her on the ship.
All stations. Be advised that Wi-Fi is not on the ship. I repeat, Wi-Fi is not on the ship.
Well, isn't that just lovely? I'm at the hangars, starting a search.
I'm on my way. Be careful.
That's my plan. Okay, where are you hiding? I know this is right where you'd run. Freeze!
Freeze? Really? That's all you've got? How unoriginal.
I can't let you get into that fighter. Come down slowly.
I heard you were a fighter pilot once. Both of these are in working order. What do you say we take these birds up and settle this once and for all? They're both fully armed.
Oh, there's nothing more I'd like than to have a dogfight with you, Bella. Seeing as how you are a female dog.
As are you, Gabby, or should I say, Jaws.
Look, we know Wi-Fi isn't on the ship. You might think you're a femme fatale, but you're a femme banale, you hag.
He's in a safe place. You'll never find him. But I do have something for your sorry ass.
Oh! You bitch!
Well, Bella and Gabby survived the shootout. Where has she hidden Wi-Fi? Has Agent Simon's team made the right decision? And what leads will Garrett's team find? Find out in the beginning of Season 9, Episode 201, The Gamble.